In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. The first verse of the Gospel of this liturgy says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Our meditation today will be on this verse. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Joy is a gift from God. And joy also is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It comes right away after the first fruit, which is love. As St. Paul said in Galatians, the fruits of the spirits are love, joy, peace. And joy also is the goal of our Lord Jesus Christ for us in heaven. He wants us to be delighted in the kingdom of heaven, living forever in joy. And this is the only verse that came in the New Testament on the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ, or describing him, that he rejoiced in the Spirit. Means his joy was extremely perfect. Why? Why does the Lord rejoice? When we come back in the same chapter, few verses, we find in chapter 10 from the Gospel of St. Luke and verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And then, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. The first reason that our Lord rejoiced is that the devil, the evil demons, subject to men in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we explained yesterday in the Ashiya, that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he took from the Mother of God, is exactly like our body, except one thing. It's not subject under sin. It is not submit to sin. He likened us in everything except the sin only. That's why even his death is not death according to sin, but death of the cross. You remember what St. Paul said? He put himself as a man accepting the death of the cross. My death is death of the sin. But his death was the death of the cross. He was not supposed to die because his body was not sold on account of our sins. And remember what we pray in the liturgy when we say was incarnate and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us a congregation to himself. He sanctified us through your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death. As we were bound and sold of our sins, we were sold for the sin. And the sin was condemning us from the moment that Adam and Eve were betrayed by Satan. Satan had the authority on our body, and we were sold on account of our sins. That's why our Lord came not to judge me, but to judge the sin in me and to save my body from the authority of the sin, which was coming from Satan, and its result was death. Now, the sin, the source of the sin came from Satan, and the result of the sin came to me as death. What did the Lord do when he was incarnate? He tread on Satan and he accepted the death on the cross to trade on the death of my sins. Now I do not die for my sins. Now I die in the baptism. I die in the baptism as I was child or baby. And then that's it. I don't die anymore. There is no authority of Satan on me through the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his incarnation. That's why he rejoiced in the Spirit. Listen to what he said, replying his disciples. He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. This is what we include in the Thanksgiving prayer every day, 7 times at least, when we pray the Agbeya. So the first reason that rejoices our Lord Jesus Christ is that we have now authority on Satan to trample on him, to trample on Satan. Satan has no power on me. And don't betray yourself. Don't say Satan is strong, Satan is sneaky, Satan is tricky, Satan betrayed me. Don't say that. Don't say that. We don't have an excuse now. And if we want to come to the Lord as the 70 apostles came, returning with joy, then we are supposed to trample on Satan. Don't give him chance. Don't listen to him. Don't submit yourself to him. Don't subject yourself to him. Because simply, you have power on him. This is number one. The Lord rejoiced in the Spirit because we, through him, in his name, tremble on scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Number two, what makes the Lord rejoices? My repentance, when I come back to him. And my repentance actually is not just confession, just to say I've sinned, I have did so and so and so. No. If I do not repent before confession, then the confession as a sacrament loses its use to me, not because of the disability of the sacrament, but because I do not repent. I do not repent before confessing. Our Lord in St. Luke 15 gave three parables about repentance, about those who were lost and were found. Number one was the lost sheep. And look, every parable is joined with joy. Listen, please. In 15:5, he said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing." Rejoicing. Not only that. "And he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" That's why our Lord came. He came to call and to search for the lost sheep. The second parable was the lost coin. The same idea. "Likewise, I say to you," no, "and when the woman who lost the coin and she found it, when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost.'" Not only that, but the Lord commented saying, "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." If you want to gladden the heart of the Lord, if you want to make him rejoice, we have to come back. And repentance means to change everything in my life. Comes to the church and leave the church with a new heart, with a new concept, with a new system of life. Stopping the weaknesses, starting to have a spiritual program with God, spiritual relationship, intimacy, relationship with him. And also the third parable, the prodigal son. The prodigal son also, his father was awaiting for him, awaiting for him. Then, when he came back, look what the Lord said. Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Yani happy. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. And when the elder son criticized and rejected the way that the father did, he went out to him, convincing him to come in, and he said to him, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. The repentance has a very important factor, joy, the true joy, not the joy of the world. The joy of the world is temporarily. The joy of the world is rationally. But the joy of God is absolute. The joy through God is perfect. The joy of God is forever. Not only comes in and out from my life. The great joy. The Lord said in John 11, just before he went to arise Lazarus from the dead, he said something looks strange. He said to his disciples, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad. Lazarus is dead, and you are glad. Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, and that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. You are glad that Lazarus dead? Yes. To prove to my disciples that I have come to put Lazarus out of the darkness, out of the bones of death, out of the bad smell of the death, out of the authority of the death, to the life, from the tomb to the life. I was just giving a story I heard recently. There was a sermon, and the servant of God was explaining to them why did the Lord, or why was the Lord incarnate. And he was giving dogmatic proofs and verses from the Bible, and then a simple man who was a farmer said to the servant, excuse me for a moment. And he came and put haze, ashikid, some haze, in a circle, and put worm in the center, and he put fire in the hay, and the fire was like a circle around the womb, the worm, and the worm was trying to get out. Every time the worm was getting going, walking towards the fire, it came back and came back until the womb was in the center of the circle. And then the farmer put his hand and took the worm out of the fire. And he said to the servant, "This is the salvation that I understand. The Lord came to me to put me out of the circle of the fire, out of the authority of Satan, out of the authority of the sin, out of the weaknesses of this world, out of the pleasures of the temporal life." And this is the aim of our Lord Jesus Christ, for us to repent and to come out. But what we do every time we go and we repent, or we think that we repented and we confess, but we are still in the circle of the fire. We are still having desires in this world. We are still behaving not according to the spirit, but according to the flesh. And this is our problem. If you want to gladden his heart, come out. Let him pick you up, pull you up, take you out of the circle of fire to live in true freedom and to have true joy. That's why the Lord came to Lazarus and he said to him, "Lazarus, come forth." And of course, there is no way that the living person still live in the tomb. If the Lord arises me, then I should not stay in the tomb. I have to go out. I have to listen to him. I have to enjoy his salvation and redemption. I have to obey him. As the Lord rejoiced in the spirit for the authority of Satan on me, and solved the problem of the authority of sin on me, and when he sees me repenting, then on the same way, I am happy, I rejoice when I truly tread on scorpions and Satan and the power of the enemy. I'm truly happy when I come back to myself like the prodigal son and say, "I am wrong, let me correct myself. Let me do right to enjoy the life and to make my Lord rejoice for me." The last but not least, when the Lord performed the work of the salvation, right away after the resurrection, he appeared to his disciples. He spoke to his disciples. And then St. John gave us a verse from few words. He said, "Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord." Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And I ask myself, why I am glad? Am I glad because I succeeded in my studies and had or got the BSc or the master degree or the PhD? Am I glad because, thank God, I am rich now, having my house, having my car, having my account? Am I glad because I am now having my family, my children around me, or my grandchildren? Or am I glad because I see the Lord in my life? If you see the Lord in your life, you will be truly glad. You will be truly happy. either he gives you all these things or does not give. It's not important. So long you see the Lord in your life, so long you enjoy the life with the Lord who saved you because he loved you and he still loves you from all his heart. This is the message of today. The Lord rejoices in the Spirit, and he is asking us also to rejoice in the Spirit. الآية الجميلة اللي بتبتدي بها بيبتدي بها الإنجيل النهاردة يقول في تلك الساعة تهلل يسوع بالروح. تهلل يعني فرح فرح عظيم يعني يتهلل كده تهليل. والتهليل إحنا تعبير عن الفرح مش مجرد يعني نتهلل يعني نسبح نرتل ونتهلل بالألحان ونرتل بالتسبيح زي ما بنقول في شهر كهك. ليه ربنا بيفرح يتهلل بالروح؟ أولا لأنه لما جه إلى العالم أخضع الشيطان تحت أقدامه من أول ما المسيح بعد ما تعمد معمودية التوبة على يد يوحنا غير محتاج للتوبة صعد إلى الجبل كان صائما 40 يوما و40 ليلة وهزم الشيطان. والمسيح يستطيع أن يخرج الشيطان بقوة لاهوته ويخضع الشيطان أيضا بسلطان فمه جسده الذي أخذه من مريم العذراء ولم يكن مبيع تحت الخطية زي ما بنقول في القداس تجسد وتأنس علمنا طرق الخلاص أنعم لنا بالميلاد الذي من فوق جعلنا له شعبا مجتمعا سيرنا أطهارا بروحك القدوس أحب خاصته الذين في العالم سلم ذاته فداء عنا إلى الموت الذي تسلط علينا هذا الذي كنا ممسكين به مبيعين. مبيعين من قبل إيه؟ ولا من قبل حكم المسيح علينا؟ لا، احنا كنا مبيعين من قبل خطايانا مش من قبل ان المسيح حكم علينا بالموت. خطيتنا هي اللي جابت لنا الموت والمسيح بتجسده شال الموت. الخطية كان سببها الشيطان ونتيجتها الموت. المسيح لما جه أخضع الشيطان وكسر شوكة الموت فأبطل الخطية. عشان كده بولس الرسول يقول لأجل الخطية دان الإيه؟ مين عارف الآية؟ دان الخطية بالجسد، مش دان الجسد بتاع الخطية، ده دان الخطية في الجسد عشان يخلص الجسد من سلطان الخطية عليه. هو ده التجسد، هو ده الخلاص. عشان كده دلوقتي مفيش سلطان للشيطان عليك. مسيح تهلل بالروح لما يقول الكتاب قبلها بكم آية فرجع السبعون بفرح قائلين حتى الشياطين تخضع لنا باسمك. قال لهم فعلا رأيت الشيطان ساقطا من السماء مثل البرق. أعطيكم السلطان أن تدوس الحياة والعقارب وكل قوة تدو ولا يضركم شيء. يبقى أول حاجة تفرح قلب ربنا انه ادانا السلطان، هو له السلطان على الشيطان واعطانا ايضا هذا السلطان. عشان كده انت بلا عذر ايها الانسان. درش اقول له الشيطان ضحك علي، الشيطان خدعني، الشيطان زغلل عينيا، الشيطان اصله قوه، الشيطان اصله تركي. لا، ده انت اللي بتروح بمزاجك. قديس غلوريوس يقول فاكلت بارادتي وتركت ناموسك عني وتكاسلت عن وصاياك. أنا اختطفت لي قضية الموت، قضية الموت اللي هي خطية أنا اللي خطفتها لي. لكن المسيح بيفرح نمرة واحد بسلطانك على الشيطان، نمرة اتنين بالتوبة. في قصة الخروف الضال قال حمله على منكبيه فرحا، ومش بس كده جاب صحابه وأجرانه قال تعالوا افرحوا معي أنا وجدت خريفي الضال. وبعدين قال لهم السماء تفرح بخاطي واحد يتوب أكتر من 99 بارا. الست اللي ضاع منها درهم وقعدت تفتش البيت كله لغاية ما لقته فرحت وجابت جيرانها تقول تعالوا افرحي افرحوا معي وجدت درهمي المفقود. وأما الابن الضال فقال المسيح أو الأب عنه اذبحوا العجل المسمم فنأكل ونفرح. ولما أخوه الكبير اعترض قال له لا حبيبي كان يجب أن نفرح لأن أخوك هذا كان ميتا فعاش وكان ضالا فوجد. عشان كده ربنا يسوع المسيح في يوحنا وهو بيكلم تلاميذه في الآخر قال لهم أنتم تحزنون ولكني أراكم أيضا فإيه فتفرح قلوبكم ولا ينزع أحد فرحكم منكم. إيه يا أحبائي الفارق الأساسي بين الفرح اللي هو فرح وتاني ثمرة من ثمار الروح القدس؟ يقول أما ثمر الروح فهو محبة فرح سلام. نمرة اثنين على طول في محبة في فرح. حزنان وكئيب وزعلان وهمدان تبقى مش المسيح مش جواك. يبقى المسيح مش عامل مفعول في حياتك. يبقى انت مش حاسس بالمسيح جواك. عشان كده الروح معزي والروح يفرح. اللي مش فرحان وحر. هو حر. لكن ما عندوش فعلا ثمر الروح المهم جدا في حياته. أيضا يا أحبائي أما المسيح سمع من تلاميذه الكلام ده قال لهم لقيت الشيطان ساقطا من البرق من السماء مثل البرق وهو نفسه أن إحنا إيه نأخذ هذا السلطان أيضا. أما العازر فالمسيح يقول لتلاميذه العازر مات لكني أفرح لأجلكم لأنكم لم تكونوا هناك لتؤمنوا. يا رب انت بتقول واحد مات وفرحان على طول دي ورا دي؟ قال اه اصل انا عايز اخد الانسان من الـ من الـ من القبر من النتانه بتاعت القبر من الضلمه بتاعت القبر من الموت اللي في القبر اخده اطلعه بره للحياه يتمتع بالحياه. عشان كده احبائي زي ما كنت بقول الحكايه بالانجليزي اقولها بالعربي واحد بيتكلم عن الخلاص خادم عظيم جاله فلاح كده بسيط من ضمن اللي قاعدين قال له عن اذنك يا استاذ جاب شويه قش من عنده من الجرن بتاعه حطهم كده في دايره وحط دوده في النص وراح مولع في القش. الدوده عايزه تطلع حاسه بالحراره كل ما تقرب تتلسع اكتر ترجع اتقوقعت على روحها كده في النص. راح الفلاح مدد ايده واخد الدوده ومطلعها بره قال له هو ده الخلاص. هو ده الخلاص. الخلاص ان المسيح جه عشان ياخدني بره دايره نار الخطيه. عشان كده داود النبي يقول ايه جزنا حد عارف الايه جزنا في الايه جزنا في النار والماء واخرجتنا الى الراحه. كنا هنتلسع بنار الخطيه او ملسوعين بنار الخطيه وغرقانين في ميه العالم لكن انت اخرجتنا نشلتنا. ما ترجعش تاني ترجعش تاني لأساليب العالم ترجعش تاني لطريقة العالم ما ترجعش تاني لكلام العالم ما ترجعش تاني لتصرفات العالم ما ترجعش تاني لشهوات العالم. بعد ما المسيح اداك سلطان واداك قوة انك انت تتوب المسيح يقومني من الموت زي العازر وانا افضل قاعد في القبر. عمركم شفت واحد في الدنيا حي كان ميت وحي ولسه قاعد في القبر؟ احنا بنعمل كده. مسيح يحيينا واحنا قاعدين جوه القبر قاعدين في الضلمه وقاعدين في النتانه وقاعدين في الحاجات اللي مش ما تناسبناش كاولاد الله القديسين. كلم كلام زيهم نعمل اعمال زيهم تصرف زيهم كاننا في العالم بره. الكنيسه بيت الله عمود الحق وقاعدته جزء من السماء ولازم تفضل هي كمان ايه جزء من السماء. اخيرا يقول الكتاب في 2020 بعد ما المسيح امن الموت وظهر لتلاميذه ففرح التلاميذ اذ راوا الرب. وانا اسال نفسي كل حته بشوف بروحها شايف فيها ربنا فرحان بيا ومبسوط وراضي عني؟ كل كلمه بقولها شايف ربنا راضي عنها وسامعها ومبسوط؟ كل قاعده بقعدها ربنا موجود فيها؟ تقول لي ربنا في كل مكان اقول لك بس ربنا موجود يعني فرحان قاعد معاك رحت الحته الفلانيه المسيح قعد معاك؟ تقول لي ما يعني دي مش خطيه يا ابونا، دي حاجات بسيطه. المسيح معاك ده سؤال، ما تقعدش تناقش كتير وتشغل مخك، شغل قلبك. وانت قاعد المكان اللي مش كويس ده المسيح قاعد معاك فرحان بيك، ولا وانت قاعد في اوضتك فاتح انجيلك، فاتح اجبيتك، فاتح كتاب ترانيمك، وانت قاعد في الكنيسه في العشيه متمتع بصلوات العشيه، بالتسبحه، بالالحان، بصلاه نص الليل، بالقداس تيجي بدري وتبقى فرحان؟ هو ده انت بقى شايف المسيح. تشتم فتبارك، تضطهد فتحتمل، يفترى عليك فتعظ، كده تشوف المسيح. نفسنا يا احبائي فعلا ان احنا نفرح فرح حقيقي، لان فرح العالم فرح نسبي، فرح العالم فرح مؤقت، فرح العالم فرح زائف، لكن فرح المسيح فرح دائم، فرح حقيقي، فرح ما هوش نسبي ولكنه فرح مطلق. افرح بالمسيح، اداني ما ادانيش هفرح، نجحت سقطت هفرح، فشلت نجحت هفرح، جت وظيفه ما جاتش وظيفه هفرح، عندي فلوس كتير عندي قليل افرح. افرحوا كل حين بالرب، واقول ايضا افرحوا. قالها مين؟ بولس الرسول. قالها فين؟ قالها فين وقعد في القصر، قعد في بيتهم؟ افتكر قالها فين؟ في السجن في فيليب، الرساله اللي بعتها كلها فرح وهو قاعد فين؟ سجن. إذن المكان مش هو اللي بيخليك فرحان، فرح العالم يخلي المكان هو اللي يفرحك، لكن فرح المسيح يخلي المسيح اللي جوه قلبك هو اللي يفرحك، مش العوامل الخارجية. لربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد، آمين.